Treasure Galaxy is a production of Story Button. So if you want to hear the rest of season 2 and season 3 of Treasure Galaxy, you're going to need to get a Story Button. At storybutton.com, use the code TREASURE at checkout to save $10. Story Button is the device that makes it easy for you to listen to your favorite kid podcast without having to use a screen device, like borrowing mom and dad's phone or using a tablet. Yes, there's finally a better way to listen to your favorite kid podcast. Learn more at storybutton.com and use promo code TREASURE to save $10. The future of imagination lives here. And now, let's get back to Treasure Galaxy.
Let me introduce myself. The name's Captain Nona Silvereye Jetson, and this here, well, this here's my crew. We're here for the Solar Diamonds, kid.
What Solar Diamond?
Oh, please! Xander the Bounty Hunter told us all about you and your little friends. We know you were sent on a mission by the Space Alliance, and we know that someone named Malachi accidentally let it slip that you might be looking for Solar Diamonds.
Whoops.
Xander ratted us out? So much for sticking it to the space pirates.
Oh, he definitely wasn't the smartest bounty hunter we've come across. But I don't think he'd be dumb enough to lie, especially when we threatened to capture his ship. Now, the Solar Diamonds.
No way. If you want them, you're gonna have to take them from us.
MC, maybe that's not...
If you insist.
You heard her, boys. Take the Solar Diamonds!
Oh, and bring the kids along, too. We wouldn't want anyone reporting this back to the Space Alliance now, would we?
Yes, Captain!
Zeke, I got an idea. I'll throw one of the Solar Diamonds to distract them.
Wait, Malachi, no. That kind of impact will cause the Solar Diamond to...
Hey, Space Pirates! Catch this!
We'll cause a mini energy explosion. Everyone take cover!
Sorry, everyone?
On second thought, half of you take the diamonds, and half of you take the kids. Clearly, both of them together are a bad idea.
Watch the goggles, buddy.
Oh, Captain Silvereye! What was that?
Probably just an aftershock of that solar diamond blast, Mr. Dloon. But just in case. Across the bridge and back to the ship, everyone!
Well, at least it stopped raining.
Ow!
Are you okay, MC?
Not really. I definitely twisted my ankle back there when we were trying to hide.
We should ask them to stop for a bit. Excuse me, space pirates?
Psh, like space pirates are going to care that I'm hurt. Save your breath, Malachi.
What? What's wrong with your foot, girl?
She hurt her ankle back in the cavern.
Malachi?
What? She asked.
5-minute break, everyone.
Are you heard, the captain. Snack break.
Aye, Captain.
Thank you, Captain Silvereye. That's very kind of you.
Yeah, thanks, I guess.
I'm not a monster, you know. It'd be very mean to make you walk very far when you're injured. Besides, the crew look like they could use a quick snack.
This doesn't change the fact that what you're doing is wrong, Silvereye.
What you're doing is wrong, Silvereye. Shows what you know, little girl.
My name is MC.
Did I ask? No. Oh, and did I say a 5-minute break? I meant 2, but only for you.
Psst, While everyone is busy eating, we need to make a run for it.
But, MC, what about your ankle?
It's fine, just a little swollen.
Really? Are you sure? Because I don't think ankles are supposed to be purple like that.
Make a break for it in 3, 2, 1. Ow! Come on! You guys! We can make it!
MC, I really think you need to accept that you're too injured to run.
Aha! Then I won't run, I'll hop. Problem solved! Ow! Come on, you two!
Well, we can't let her go off on her own.
No, we can't. On my count, then. 3, 2...
And where do you think you two are going?
Ah! We thought you were snacking!
Grabbing a snack doesn't mean my eyes don't work. Mr. DeBloom, please retrieve the girl before she hops right into a sandpit or onto a snake.
Please, miss, you're gonna hurt yourself.
You'll never catch me, space pirate!
Little lady retrieve, Captain. Here you go.
If I had 2 good ankles.
But you don't, do ya? Now, you're lucky I, Captain Silvereye, I'm known for my generosity and kindness. I could tie you all to a tree and leave you here, but I'm willing to take you aboard my fancy pirate ship with snacks.
Kai, not now!
What? I haven't eaten since we landed on this planet.
Well, I guess a snack wouldn't be terrible. Kai is hungry after all.
You can share my bag of jelly beans.
Jelly beans? And you've got the strawberry ones.
Of course, they're my favorite.
Silvereye. Why do they call you Silvereye anyway? Your eyes don't look silver.
No, but one of them is made out of silver. Watch this.
Amazing. You have a robotic eyeball.
Yep. I used to wear an eye patch, but then this tech whiz pal of mine offered to make me a robot eye, hence the name Silver Eye. I call her Sylvie. Say hello, Sylvie.
She can respond? Kai, isn't that... Kai, why are you on the ground?
For a second there, I thought one of Captain Silvereye's eyes turned into a spider robot thing and was speaking to me. Hello, robot eyeball spider.
These rumblings are making me nervous. Sylvie, send a message to the ship. Tell them to prepare to leave as soon as we board.
All right, break's over, everyone. Head back to the ship's spit spot. Mr. DeBloom, help the little lady and her friends out here. Don't need them slowing down the crew, hurt or not.
Aye, aye, Captain. Oh, Captain, something's happening to the sky.
Zeke, now would be a great time to bring out your sonic goggles.
Way ahead of you. Oh, this is bad. This is really bad.
Want to share with the rest of us, Zeke?
The fabric of time and space is cracking.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad. They're just cracks.
Are you crazy? Cracks in the galactic fabric cause... a black hole!